And we present The Navy Life, written by Laurie Wyman and George Evans, and starring Leslie Phillips, Stephen Murray, and John Pertwee. They say that everyone in the world has a double somewhere.
Yes, that's right. Mine's waiting for me in a small glass round at the local, and you're paying. Gucho, yes, yes. Everybody round to the pub, yes, yes.
Of course, there's the word double, meaning pair.
Pair? Oh, yes, yes. Big uns, yes, yes. Barrows the place, you know, yes.
There's double fault, too, as in the game of tennis.
Or there's an even bigger double fault if the chief's mother and father had had twins.
Oh, charming.
And, of course, there's double as in double date.
I went out on a double date last night. They were twins.
Did you have a good time, Mr. Phillips?
Yes. And no.
There's another and somewhat more sinister double, and that is double agent.
Eh?
What? Pardon?
Gosh, does that mean that James Bond is now
0014? Now, hardly said, otherwise he'd be working for MI10.
All I can say about doubles is... shut up, you two, too. Get it? A play on words. Oh, go on, laugh.
No, thanks.
Quiet the lot of you and pay attention to your common market duties. Now, there's a load of North German muck coming your way in Kiel because there's another double I haven't mentioned. That is, when one person or thing looks exactly like another. In this case, it's Trackwich. So you'd better get back on board from shore leave in Herman's Hole in the Wall Club in Kiel, or Captain Purvey will be forced to put down his dodgy book and assume command of the ship. So get moving. As the double, we have ways of making you run.
Congratulations, Henry. Even though you say it yourself as shouldn't, you're a cordon bleu of cocoa. Delicious. Now, glasses on. Quick look at the cup. Praise Nazi. Disgusting. Chapter 4. Lazily, the Countess Melanie stretched panther-like on the divan and sensuously smoothed the silk negligee down to cover her creamy... My goodness me, it's warm in this cabin. Then, deliberately, before Clive's eager, bloodshot eyes, she allowed the filmy black lace to fall apart, revealing to his riveted gaze the hypnotic white... Oh, bother, blow and pick dust! Go away, I'm a very busy man.
I told you, sir. Starboard look out here, sir. Leading seaman Goldstein, Captain. And it's flaming urgent.
No, very well, come in. No. Just a minute now. Where can I put this book? Ah. Come in. Well, what is it, Goldstein?
It's a nice little headache for you, sir. We got this signal from the flagship.
Flagship? Oh, good grief. Give it to me, then. Urgent Troutbridge transfer from berth F-14 to berth G-11. Berth F-14 required by Forbodian Navy's frigate, the Algernon Distusky. Action immediate.
Wait a minute, this has nothing to do with me. It's addressed to Commander Murray. It's his problem.
That's where your headache comes from, sir. He's still ashore in Kiel.
Oh, give it to Mr. Phillips.
He's ashore in Kiel too, sir.
No.
Oh, yes, sir. Driven any frigates lately, sir?
Of course I have. To a man of my experience, moving a frigate from one berth to another is child's play.
Oh, good. Well, before you start playing, sir, perhaps you'd better open your drawer.
What drawer?
Well, the one I heard you shut before I came in. And where you hid Able Seaman Ginger's copy of Who Pinched the Baroness...
Ghosting?
Bloomer.
I've no idea what... Well, I've never even heard...
Oh, yes, I think you have, sir. According to Able Seaman Ginger, you've been hanging on to the Baroness's bloomers for over a fortnight. And there's a 3p fine. So could we have that and the book back? Because there are 98 matlows waiting for their turn.
Ghosting! Out!
Here. Who's cut my arm?
I had Chief. Chief.
Ooh.
That's not right, Chief.
No.
Chief, Chief, you're not a birdie. Unless you're Chaffinch, Petty Officer Per Tweet, Tweet, Tweet.
Mr. Phillips, you got a cheap laugh.
Here, look here, fellas. Here, fellas.
Yeah, Mr.
Who's got my hand?
I have cheap, Chief.
Well, give it back to me. I want to use it.
Life is sweet akin, sweet akin, when you are near it.
Wow! Whoa! Well, everybody stop walking. We've come to the edge of the dock. Cheep, cheep, cheep.
Twitter.
Twitter who?
You're a twitter.
Cheep, cheep, cock-a-doodle-doo. Who's a cock-a-doodle-doo? Oh, don't change the subject. Everybody in the sea boat. Come on, Mr. Phillips.
Yeah, coming. Coming.
Oh, sorry, pardon, chaps. I missed.
Yeah, well, oh, I swallowed some seaweed. I hope it was seaweed.
Stop the engine, Chief. Come on, Chief. Head for birthday 14.
Yeah, I say, you chaps, I think I'm seeing double. That bridge has sudden diddly got two funnels.
Yes, yeah, that's odd. I'm certain she only had one when we left her.
You know your trouble, Mr. Phillips. You've had too many one-minute shandies. Good morning, Chief.
Morning, darling.
Chief, what are you doing in my cabin?
What am I, sir? What are you doing in my quarters?
Yeah, morning,
oh, I had. Oh, I. Morning, chaps. I say, what are you two doing in my cabin? Gosh, my feet are jolly heavy.
It's probably those chains you've got round them.
Curious, I seem to have chains around my... Blazes? Just a minute. Listen. Ship's moving.
What do you see? Lemmy, you're right. Old Thundergut's has taken command. They've gone out of his think box.
Well, with due receptacles to all chained up gents assembled, far be it from me to be an old rumor-monger. But will somebody tell Pertwee why this ship is moving? Why we all seem to be in somebody's rattle? Why those life belts we can't reach on the opposite wall are marked the Elgin and Distovsky? Why are our ankles chained to the wall? Why are there four photographs of a Cuban gent with a Mexican moustache all around us? And what the Nelson's knickers is happening to Pertwee?
Steady, Chief, steady. No need to worry. A senior officer, it's up to me to think of something.
Oh, good show, sir.
Got it. All together, chaps.
Help!
Help!
Silence! You English dog! The captain of our glorious Fulbordian frigate will interrogate you in her own good time.
American ship. So that's where we went wrong.
Sorry, chaps, we seem to have joined the wrong navy.
Of course, nobody would listen to lovable Leslie. I told you Troutbridge never had two funnels, and all you could think of was cheap, 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 and twitter-woo.
Well, you started it.
Didn't
you?
Hold it, hold it, hold it. We're all in a fine kettle of fish, and Kurt, we don't intend to be the only silly card up the spout.
He's quite right, Mr. Phillips. Obviously, the whole thing's been a terrible mistake. As soon as the Forbodian captain turns up, I shall merely explain that I'm a British officer, and that I and my crew must be released immediately. You see the sense of that? If he doesn't, I shall take immediate action. I shall report his conduct to the Forbodian Ministry of Defense. If they take no notice, I shall report the whole incident to NATO headquarters. And if that has no effect, I shall go even further. I shall write a letter to the Times.
Lummy. The ultimate deterrent.
Tell me, Mr. Phillips, a letter to the Times. Oh, he don't pull his punches, do he?
Silence! Range yourselves tidily against the wall and don't let your manacles rattle.
Ooh, nasty.
Silence! Everybody smile and look happy because our glorious captain is now prepared to speak with you. Escort! Halt!
Greetings, English spine.
That's all right, Madam Captain. But I should explain that I am a...
Long live Forbodia. Long live the President of Forbodia. Long live the Brotherland of Forbodia. And death to all English spies.
That means you three.
Now, look here, Madam Captain. I should explain that I am a British officer...
You have nothing to fear. We are not prejudiced in Forbodia. You will be taken back to the glorious Brotherland of Forbodia, given a completely fair and unbiased trial before the President of Forbodia, found guilty and shot.
Now, look here, Madam Captain. I should explain that I am a British officer.
I, Captain Olga Gefilterfish, the Algernon Distovsky, ex-Miss Forbodian coal miner of 1954, holder of the Forbodian crane driver's gold medal, and Forbodian welder of the year 1966/7, and runner-up in 68, welcome you aboard.
Now, look here, Madam Captain Olga Gefilterfish of the Algernon Distovsky, ex-Miss Forbodian coal miner of 1954, holder of the Forbodian crane driver's gold medal and Forbodian welder of the year 1966/7 and runner-up in 68. I should explain that I am a British officer.
Bon voyage.
Well done, sir. Well done. I have to admit, you certainly put her in her place. Didn't he, Mr. Phillips?
Rather, Chief. She just didn't know what had hit her.
Did she, Chief?
Well, it wasn't my fault. I just couldn't get a word in
a clever way. But he kept telling her that he was a British officer. Well, didn't he, Mr. Phillips, didn't he?
Oh, come on, chaps, it wasn't my fault.
Rather, I wouldn't like to be in her shoes when she gets us back to Forbodia and has us shot. Would you, Chief?
No, be fair, chaps, stop taking...
No, them. Not likely, Mr. Pitcher. After all, he took great pains to explain to us several times that he was a British officer.
There's only one thing left for him to do now, Chief. Wouldn't you agree?
Exactly, sir. Exactly. It's all or bust now.
You're right, Chief. But you think he's got the courage to do it?
Do what?
Right to the Times.
What? Oh, well, be like that. It was your department that committed the double fault. Be that as it may, as far as we in the Ministry of Defense are concerned, it's your service. Oh, now that was rude. And frankly, Mr. Birkin and I have more important things to do this afternoon than worry about your silly old top secrets.
Hello, Deacon Old Plimsoll.
Oh. Hello, old Birkin, old rackethead. Oh, a friendly face at last.
Managed to book the court all right.
Oh, ready and waiting for us, old dead face. Spoke to the parkkeeper not 10 minutes ago. He's keeping the one that's still got a piece of grass on it for us.
Lovely! calling Fred Perry's how frantically super. Yeah. My favorite court.
That's the one where I always beat you.
You've never beaten me.
Oh, yes, I have.
Haven't.
Have. But you don't admit it. The last time I beat you there, you jumped up and down in a temper, threw my best ball over the railway lines, and rushed round the court, rattling the wire netting with the handle of your racket.
Oh. I don't remember a thing about it. It's all fibs. Have we finished work is for the day? Parky's waiting.
Then Parky'll just have to wait. We've got to deal with this ludicrous letter from some old twit called Captain Posey.
Oh, bullying Virginia Wade. What's he up to this time?
Well, I'll read it to you. It says...
To M.O.D. Whitehall from Captain Posey, Defense Medal, ex-Portsmouth, now Kiel. To whom it may concern...
That'll be us, not if we can help it.
With the utmost regret, I have to report that I've had to assume command of HMS Tunbridge owing to the desertion of Commander Murray, Sub-Lieutenant Phillips, and CPO Pertwee. This was no fault of mine, because, as always, I have carried out my duties superbly and efficiently.
Efficiently?
He can't even make cocoa.
I shall, of course, ensure that Tunbridge, under my command, will continue round the world on the goodwill mission with the rest of the home fleet. However, should Murray, Phillips, and Pertwee be apprehended, I should be grateful if they could be taken into custody, given a fair trial, and if possible, shot. I remain Captain Posey, RN, and Defense Medal.
Get him! What are we going to do about that, old tennis shot?
Simple, old 15, love. Wang it over the neck into the secretary's pending tray and leave it in her court. Oh. Game, set, and match to us, I think, Ducky.
Oh, yeah. Well, come on, or we'll be late. And you know how livid Parky can get.
Now, don't forget, it's your turn to pay for the lemonade, old Deacon.
No, it's not, old Birkin. I paid for it last time.
Well, what if you did? You deliberately got squash, and you know I like it fizzy.
Like it, you may. But like you, it doesn't. All that whoops pardon every time you try an overhead smash is revolting.
I've never whooped pardon during an overhead stack in my life.
Well, frankly, gentlemen, without wishing to be a pessimist, I'd say that as a goodwill mission, we're a bit of a failure.
Well, it's hardly our fault, sir. It's jolly difficult to goodwill anybody when your tootsies are padlocked and chained up to a wall.
But I think our unfortunate predicament in a minute might soon be justified, Mr. Phillips.
Of course. Of course. I've got it. If one of you could give me a short back and sides, like that lady hairdresser, Madame Delilah, gave to her boyfriend, Samson. You know, he's the one who runs that high-class restaurant in the Strand. Or is it a gents' outfitter? Being bald, I'd have superhuman strength. I could tug on these chains with my feet and pull the side of the ship down on us and we could run for it.
I'd rather you didn't bother, Mr. Phillips.
No, you're right. It wouldn't work. I might pull the side of the ship in facing the water. A lovable Leslie can't swim without his water wings.
But don't you worry, sir. With the aid of Pertwee's nimble digital extremities, there's a much simpler solution. But for the side of Commander Murray's highly polished clodhoppers, i.e., there is one Captain Olga's hairpin on the deck.
No, Chief, the hairpin won't work either. If I'm bald, there won't be anywhere to put it.
Mr. Phillips, so what...
Oh, no, allow me, Chief. Now, listen, Noddy. If I know my Pertwee, and if I don't by now, I and a long line of magistrates never will. So if I flick that hairpin with my highly polished clodhopper in his direction, and if he picks it up, he'll have these padlocks around our ankles undone in about 3 seconds flat. If that's clear...
Oh, you do know your Pertwee, don't you? Highly polished clodhopper forward, sir.
You know, this situation reminds me of a film I once read. Or was it a book I once saw?
Ignore him, Chief. It'll keep him amused while you're busy with the hair.
No. This is jolly important. It might help. Whatever it was I saw or heard, I didn't see the end, but it was called Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend. Or was it Rubies Are Forever? Or was it both? I mean... If you've seen rubies, and I have, they're certainly how she gets her best friend.
Well, there we are. That's me free. Now for you, Commander Murray, sir.
Anyway, there was this foreign navy ship called the Mabel Lucy Atwell. Or was it the Eric von Stroheim? No, it wasn't. No, it was the Winifred von Atwell. Now, this little-known ship, the Eric von Winifred, is in reality filling its hold with hundreds and hundreds of crates.
Oh, oh, be careful, Chief. Mind my sock.
I'm sorry, sir. Nearly there, sir. Here we are. Now, these crates were all marked with the same little name of a little-known firm and the words on it, agricultural equipment. But little known to anybody, they were actually full of bombs. So as agricultural equipment, they were absolutely useless. Unless you wanted to blow up the archers. Now, this little-known ship called the Erich von Ambridge is captained by somebody called Olga. And the little-known real captain is under the influence of a little-known drug called Stroheim. And is in a little-known crate marked this way up. Just a minute. Why are you two walking about while I'm still chained to the wall?
I knew he'd notice eventually, Chief.
But it's the airpin broken. Come on, the Murray's locked.
You can't leave me here. I'm too young to perish with rusty ankles. You've got to save me.
It's a terrible temptation not to bother after all that old guff about the Mabel von Lucy Atwell, but I suppose we'll have to...
Yeah, I suppose, sir. What may I suggest is that you yell for the guard. I'll bop him one over the bolts, pinch his manacle key for Mr. Phillips's ankles, whip his little-known gun, and we'll take over the bridge.
Gosh, I wonder if that's how the picture ended.
And if we sail due west at a latitude of 50 degrees centigrade, always supposing there's a new moon so that Nelson Eddy and Jeanette MacDonald can turn their money over in their pockets, and assuming a supply of 240 volts, provided there's not a power strike at the gas board, as I see it, what we need is a touch of the old, left-hand down a bit.
Left-hand down a bit it is, madam. Hands off!
Well, I mean it seriously.
We're jolly well taking over this ship.
Not so fast, Blondie.
Thanks to you putting him in chains, madam. Blondie very nearly became Baldy.
The game is up, madam. I know how to use this gun. I've read the instructions. Turn the ship round. We're heading back to little known keel.
Inferior forebodium nicus. All is lost.
So, I should have realized that I could not beat you men from Interpol. I thought you were idiots from the British Navy.
But we are. Curtly here is the chief.
Chief superintendent. We're only wearing British naval uniforms as a subtle disguise.
Oh, yeah, yes, that's right. Yes, we're friends of James Bond. Agent 0014. Mm. And he works for MI10. Mm. Yeah, on the cheap.
What is he talking about?
He'll never know.
Yeah, but we do.
So, I am undone.
Oh, nasty.
Then I took command of this little-known ship by having the real captain boxed up in a little-known crate marked this way up, under the influence of a little-known drug called Stroheim. I little realized that you three from Interpol had discovered those crates in our little-known hold, all marked agricultural equipment, which actually contained bombs and guns.
She's got it right up to now. Do you think she saw the film as well?
Very probably.
Very well, Interpol gentlemen. I admit defeat. I shall sail the Algernon Distovsky, otherwise known as the Eric Mabel Lucy von Vinifsidatul of Ambridge, back to Kiel. Well, that is, as soon as I have taken this little-known pill. Farewell. Long live the Republic.
Tell me, she snapped it.
Tell me, did you hear what I said, sir?
She snuffed it, yes.
Now, what are we going to do?
No problem, Chief. We've assumed command, so we shall sail the ship and contraband back to Kiel ourselves. Well, Mr. Phillips, it's up to you. What are you waiting for?
I was just thinking. That's how the film must have ended. She went on the pill.
Oh, just a rough and luck, Benjamino, to have to guard the gangway of the Antonio Cruz, huh?
See, when we could have been ashore having a spaghetti bolognese,
in Herman's Hole in the Wall restaurant.
I am delighted.
Silencio, silencio. Somebody's a coming. On guard.
Well, hang about. Mr. Pip. Come on, Mandrum. Yeah, wasn't it funny? Last time we went to Herman's Holy Hard in the Wall, do you remember? We went on the wrong ship. Yes, not tough, is it?
They're probably stowaways. Grab them.
I should explain that I am a British officer.
Take them below and put them in irons.
You know, this reminds me of the film I once saw.
Silence, you'll get below at the double.
Just a minute. Who did that? Here, now, just a minute. Here.
Sort of a mistake.
Here, somebody's got a bare face.